KSRM News, I'm Jason Walker. Many Democrats are blaming the commander-in-chief for the party's loss in the presidential race. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston with more on that story.
In the days since Donald Trump's comeback victory, Democrats have been pointing fingers at Joe Biden. Some of the vice president's backers are expressing frustration with his decision to remain in the race until midsummer, despite his unpopularity and voter concerns about his age. When Biden withdrew, it left Vice President Kamala Harris with only 107 days to try and win the presidency. Former 2020 presidential candidate Andrew Yang wasn't shy in assessing blame. He said the biggest onus of this loss is on President Biden. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Wyoming Senator John Barrasso says Donald Trump will get to work on the very first day in office, making changes to U.S. border policy and focusing on tax cuts and government spending.
What can we do? How can we make sure we can continue these tax cuts from 2017 and extend them and make them permanent? What sort of things can we claw back from some of the excessive spending that the Democrats have done in terms of money that's going out or hasn't gone out yet?
He was appearing on NBC's Meet the Press. King Charles III laying a wreath honoring fallen troops as the Princess of Wales looked on. It's a further sign the royal family slowly returning to normal at the end of the year in which the two of the most popular royals were sidelined by cancer. Remembrance Sunday, a major event in the UK with the monarch leading senior royals, political leaders, and envoys from the Commonwealth countries. The service is always held in the UK on the second Sunday of November to mark the signing of the armistice ending World War I. This is SRN News. Transgenderism invading video games.
The latest edition of Dragon Age will allow players to create transgender characters and punish other players who misgender them. The popular fantasy role-playing game will also include special dialogue for the transgender characters, including phrases such as, quote, "I love who I am," and "feels good to see the real me." A growing number of video games now promote transgenderism, which is sparking concern amongst parents of kids who play them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Congress has its first transgender representative. Delaware Democratic State Senator Sarah McBride, a man who's living as a woman, has been elected to the House. McBride had established a national profile as transgender activists and national LGBT groups flooded the campaign with money. In the meantime, in Montana, another transgender representative has won re-election. This is SRN News. An attack on Israeli soccer fans in the Netherlands prompts action by the government. Latest from Media Line's Felice Friedson.
The Netherlands has slapped a ban on street demonstrations and deployed additional police following a melee in which Israeli soccer fans were victims of anti-Semitic attacks in Amsterdam. Under the emergency laws invoked, citizens are prohibited from wearing face coverings and provided security personnel the right to stop and search. On Wednesday, Israeli fans of the Maccabi Tel Aviv team were alleged to have damaged property and burned a Palestinian flag. Following Saturday's game, pro-Palestinian fans on motor scooters chased and beat Maccabi supporters, some hospitalized. Of the 62 arrests made, most were released immediately. Officials remain concerned that the physical attack is more than a local occurrence. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNNews.com.